This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight we're speaking about I remembered by God. You know, when Pastor spoke this morning, when he declared that today's fasting is being about being remembered by God. The fact that we say that God remembers us does not mean that God has forgotten you. Hallelujah. Because God does not have the ability to forget. When the Bible speaks about God remembering his people, it is bringing it to the understanding of man. It is God bringing us to his understanding and us to him, you know, identifying himself with us, speaking a language that he believes we will understand. Hallelujah. So God is remembering us. When we say God is remembering you, it means that God, the attention of heaven is zoomed into your life. The attention of heaven is zoomed into your issue. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You know, Winston Churchill said these words. He said, to each there comes in their lifetime a special moment when they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered the chance to do a very special thing, unique to them and fitted to their talent. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Hallelujah. What a powerful statement. We will always be prepared in the name of Jesus. You will always be prepared in the name of Jesus. Because in every man's life, there comes that Kairos moment. There comes that moment that all of everything that has happened in your life was preparing you for it. Glory be to Jesus. When heaven taps you on the shoulder and you dive into your destiny, hallelujah, you will not miss your moment in the name of Jesus. You will not miss your moment in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are prepared for your moment in the name of Jesus. You will not be disqualified when it is your turn in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And those moments also happen when God remembers us. When God remembers us according to his original plan. And I believe that today is one of those days that God has remembered you in the name of Jesus. God has remembered you for good in the name of Jesus. You look at the life of Saul, of Samson. You know, something has happened to him. Samson finds himself in a place where he is in a mess that he brought himself to. He finds himself in a place where, you know, he had done so much wrong. He finds himself in a place where it feels like he has come to the end of himself. But he prays a very interesting prayer. In the book of Judges, chapter 16, verse 28, the Bible says, then Samson called to the Lord saying, oh Lord God, remember me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Just when the enemy thought they are finished with Samson, just when the enemy that he's going out in shame, Samson refused to go out in shame. He called unto the God that he knows, the God that had walked with him faithfully over the years. He said, oh God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray. Just this once. Oh God, that I may with one blow take vengeance at the Philistines for my two eyes. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. God will remember you in the name of Jesus. I said, God will remember you in the name of Jesus. Say, oh God, remember me. Hallelujah. What was Samson saying? He was saying, one more time, remember me. Hallelujah. Remember with me with strength so that I can bring a difference in the name of Jesus. Remember me according to your original plan. Because the original plan of God was that I am a mighty man of God. Glory be to Jesus. Remember me according to your original intent. This is not where I should be. Hallelujah. That is someone that is listening to me today. You can acknowledge that where you are, or there is an area of your life that is not where God intended for it to be. Ah, God remembers you tonight in the name of Jesus. According to the blueprint of God for your life, you should be in a better place. And as the Lord remembers you tonight, you will step into that better place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the Lord remembered him. Ah!
Jesus. He's a God that hears his own. You can never call him in vain. If you call on him with all your heart, he says, call unto me with all your heart, and I will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Samson called from the depth of his heart, and God showed him great and mighty things. He didn't just go out alone, but he went out in power. He went out in glory. He went out with his head lifted high. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And one of the other people that we see God remembering in scriptures is Mephibosheth. Tell your neighbor, Mephibosheth. Say Mephibosheth. Ask your neighbor, how are you pronouncing it? Is it private school Mephibosheth or Matikoshkaya Mephibosheth? Because the way you're saying yours, hallelujah. Maybe yours is Harvard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 4. It says, Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. So Mephibosheth is a child that was born into royalty. His blood was royal. His destiny was the throne. His destiny was the king's table. He was destined to live in the palace of the king. Hallelujah. That was the original plan of God. But something happened that disadvantaged him. At the moment when, you know, his grandfather died in the battle and his father failed in battle, and, you know, they came against his lineage, and the nurse tried to carry him to run, and she accidentally dropped him. And when she dropped him, he became lame. He was not born lame, but something happened in life that made him lame. We all have moments that we can look back at and we remember when something changed our lives. Hallelujah. I remember growing up, everything was going well until my parents bought a house. When we bought a house, we moved from eating chicken and meat and we moved into eating pap and milk every day, because everything was going into the house. It is a memory I will never forget. I remember exactly when things turned for us. Hallelujah. As bad as it looked, not long after that, my father died. Then we moved from eating pap and chicken to eating pap and tomato. To eating, you know, sometimes pap and whatever it is that you can imagine. Hallelujah. Because there are moments in our lives that changes our lives. And this young man finds himself in that situation where he was born well, born in a good house, born in a place where he was destined for the throne, destined for the king's table. But in a moment like that, his life changed forever. Hallelujah. As a result of that, he was disinherited and dispossessed. He was cut out from the royal land. He was set aside and he was brought to a place of no hope. I don't know what it is that happened in your life. I don't know what it is that has dispossessed you from your inheritance. I don't know what it is that has brought you to a place of no hope. But today, the Lord who remembers his own has remembered you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He moved from this glorious destiny to a destiny that he never prepared for. His destiny was to be killed prematurely now. This was now his new destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand that, you know, when David came into power, one of the things that he did, actually, let's read scripture. The Bible says when destiny came into power, there was famine in the land. So in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 21 verse 1, 2 Samuel chapter 21 verse 1, the Bible says, and there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, it is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites. Hallelujah. So there is famine in the land. Everything is dry. Nothing is working. And David seeks the face of God. And he says, Father, why are things like this? And God says, there is a famine in the land because the tears of the Gibeonites have closed your heavens. The tears of the Gibeonites have made your ground hard. Hallelujah. And David decides to take an action based on the information that he got. He went and he looked for the Gibeonites. He said, how can we recompense you for what Saul did so that the heavens over our lives can open? And they made the demand. They said, we want every son that is born out of Saul's house to be sacrificed. Hallelujah. And indeed, David gathered every son from Saul's house, and they were all sacrificed. Oh, Jesus. This young boy, Mephibosheth, escaped it because he fell. Hallelujah. If not for the falling, this was supposed to be his destiny. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You don't understand what I'm saying. God, in his mercy, still had a plan for Mephibosheth. What looked like an accident, what looked like a disadvantage, what looked like a fall was his preservation. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I'm saying to you tonight that what you went through looked like a disadvantage. It looked like you're fallen, you will never come out. But God wants you to know that was his preservation plan. Hallelujah. It was difficult, but God was preserving you. He mishandled you, but God was preserving you. It was painful, it was hurtful, but God was preserving you. Hallelujah. Say, God was preserving me. Say, God was preserving me. You failed, and you've been kicking yourself for failing. But in that failure, God still was preserving you. Hallelujah. Because he still has a plan for your life. He says, for I know the plans that I have towards you. The plans that I have towards you are to give you a future and a hope. Glory be to Jesus. Say, God is not done with me yet. Say, God is not done with me yet. Hallelujah. In the case of Mephibosheth, it was the era of the nurse. And even that nurse was trying to help. She was not trying to bring him into a place of disadvantage. Some of the people that have hurt you, they were not trying to hurt you. Some of them, intentionally, they thought they were helping. And unfortunately, things didn't go as they hoped it would go. You've been holding a grudge in your heart because of the way that things happened. But God wants you to know today to let it go and let them go so that he can open up a new chapter for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, Father, I forgive and I release. Say, I forgive and I release. Hallelujah. Sometimes people do things to us out of their own ignorance. Hallelujah. Their intentions are good. It's just that what they do ends up not being good. Glory be to Jesus. That is why it is an error for us to keep holding on to the mistake of others. Imagine the kind of prayer that woman probably went to pray to God. Who knows? Maybe she went and fell at the feet of Jesus and said, Father, you know I was trying to help. Have mercy on me, O God. Forgive me, Father. I don't know how you're going to do it for this boy, but Father, rescue him somehow. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What if it was her intercession that got the message of God to locate Mephibosheth? What if the person that has hurt you knows that they don't have the ability to restore you, but they are crying out to God for your restoration? Hallelujah. This evening, may God grant you mercy in the name of Jesus. By that singular disadvantage, he was denied. He was disinherited. He was cut off from the royal family, never to have an opportunity to the palace, never to sit on power again. Hallelujah. It looked like it was a forever sentence. It looked like it was going to be like this forever. The same way that in your life there are things that looks like it will be like this forever. But God is too faithful. He's too faithful to leave you where circumstances of life have left you. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1. Now David says, 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1. He says, now David said, is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Is there still anyone? Is there still anyone? Why? Because David knew that there was supposed to be no one. Because according to what had happened, they're supposed to believe that every young man, every male child, or every male in the lineage of David, in the lineage of Saul, has been wiped out. But the king who ordered that same order asked a question. Could it be that there's still someone in the lineage of Saul? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Is there still anyone? Therefore, this tells me that Mephibosheth is a miracle. Child of God, you are a miracle. You are a miracle. The enemy thought he's done with you. He thought you are dead and buried and it's over. He thought that career is finished. He thought that business is done. He thought that marriage is done. But God appears and says, is there still anyone? Is there still anyone? Hallelujah. Ah, you are a sign to your generation. You are a sign that there is still a God who knows how to locate men at the pits of life. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, oh Lord, remember me. Say, oh Lord, remember me. Hallelujah. If you knew the kind of things that God has delivered you from, there is a way that your praise will change. I am telling you, if you knew the things that God has prevented you from without your knowledge, your offering will is also change. I am telling you the truth. Sometimes we worship God like this, second, because we have no revelation. We don't honor God as we ought to because we have no revelation of what God has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I remember the first time I got a revelation of salvation as a young child, and I realized that, my God, I am saved. Me, I am saved. Me, I am saved. Me. I looked in, you know, my whole life, I'm looking, what do I have that I can give to you, God, to worship you? Not because you want to give me anything, but to thank you for saving me. I looked for something that was of worth. I remember at that time, I was in so much debt. I was in crazy debt. I'll talk about debt in another time because debt can be inherited. I grew up in a family where I saw debt as a normal thing. Therefore, when I started working, debt became my normal thing. But that's a topic for another day. I'm just trying to bring you to the point where you see, I literally had nothing. And I looked for what I could give to God to show him that I'm giving you the best that I have. And all I had was a Nokia 3310. Nairupula Nokia 3310. It was my first and only phone. It was the only thing I could say I own. It was the only thing that was of value to me. And I took it and I gave it to God. I dropped it in the offering basket. It was me trying to show you, to show God that because you did not withhold Jesus, that because your grace did not pass me by, there is nothing I would withhold from you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, oh Father, I will not withhold anything from you. Hallelujah. Understanding that our offering of offerings reveals our appreciation of the value of the mercy and the grace and the goodness that has been given to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says in that verse, he says, now David says, is there still anyone who is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness? Look, he says, for Jonathan's sake. Hallelujah. For Jonathan's sake. Glory to God. Jonathan was not only a friend to David, but Jonathan served David. He served David with his life to the point that when it was time for David to get into the throne, he looked for a way to honor the service that Jonathan gave to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I pray that you will serve God in your lifetime and you will serve him well in the name of Jesus. You will serve God with your life to the point that your children will benefit from it. Hallelujah. Generations will benefit from your service. You will serve God for them. If you don't serve God for yourself, at least serve God for the next generation. Hallelujah. Listen, David served God with his own life to the point that when Solomon messed up, when Solomon turned his back on God and the judgment of God was supposed to come on Solomon, God said, you know what? I'm not happy with you. This is what you deserve. But for David's sake, listen, 1 Kings chapter 11 from 9 to 12. 1 Kings chapter 11 from verse 9 to 12. It says, so the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he did not keep what the Lord has commanded. Therefore, the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I command you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. Listen to the next verse. He said, nevertheless, I will not do it in your days for the sake of your father David. Because of the way that David related with me, because of the way that David served me, you are going to benefit from it. Hallelujah. May your children benefit from your service to God. David served God so well that even after his death, his service to God tied the hand of God. It tied the hand of God to show his son mercy. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. God will show your children mercy in the name of Jesus. He will show your children mercy in the name of Jesus. In verse 2 it says, and there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they called him to David, the king said to him, are you Ziba? He said, at your service. Then the king said, is there still not someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness of the kindness of God? And Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is lame in his feet, but he was not born lame. The same way that Jesus said to the disciples, in the beginning it was not so. When they were talking about marriage, I don't know what it is that it was not so in your life, but now it is lame. God is remembering that area of your life in the name of Jesus. There are things in your life where you can say, we were not like this. No, it was not like this. Hallelujah. God will remember you in the name of Jesus. He will remember you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God said, you know what? Today, go and call him. Go and bring him. You are being called for in the name of Jesus. As God has remembered you, because David represents the king, the heart of the father. He represents the heart of the king. He said, go and bring him. I believe that as God is calling for you, your address is changing tonight in the name of Jesus. Your status is changing tonight in the name of Jesus. Listen, we serve a God who specializes in changing our address. He moves you from sin to righteousness. He moves you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He moves you, you know, from death to life, to hopeless, from hopelessness to a living hope. Hallelujah. From lonely places, he causes you to sit with him. Glory be to Jesus. He moves you from the curse to the blessing. Hallelujah. When God remembers you, your address changes. Your position changes. Your status changes. Your condition changes. I release a spirit of change over your life in the name of Jesus. I release an atmosphere of change over your issue in the name of Jesus. I release the wind of change over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From verse 5 to 7, the Bible says, the king, then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Maki, the son of Amiel, from Lodebar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, here is your servant. So David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. This is divine recompense. Hallelujah. I declare God is about to compensate somebody today. In the name of Jesus. You have been unfruitful, but today God is about to compensate you in the name of Jesus. You have been denied of your royal privileges. Do you know that by birth in Christ, you are royalty? And you have rights in Christ. Hallelujah. There are those of you who are saying, I am born again, but you are not seeing the benefits of redemption in your life. But today there is recompense in the name of Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Your story is changing tonight in the name of Jesus. In the kingdom of God, there is abundance, and you will experience it in the name of Jesus. He's about to change your story overnight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather. He was saying, I will restore to you your inheritance of joy, your inheritance of peace, your inheritance of a sound mind, your inheritance of prosperity, your inheritance of health and healing. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He was saying, you're about to get everything that is yours, that is according to your birthright. Glory be to Jesus. Where you have been stripped of dignity, because that is what this fall did. It stripped him of his honor. It stripped him of his glory. It stripped him of his dignity. There are things that have happened in your life that have stripped you of your dignity. You even struggle to walk with your head high, because the things that have happened have brought you shame. They've brought you humiliation. But God is about to restore your glory. The Bible says he crowns our head with glory. He will crown you with glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, God has remembered me. Say, God has remembered me. Hallelujah. Child of God, God is about to make it up to you. Yeah. I know a God who knows how to make it up to people. Read your Bible very well, you'll see him. The children of Israel spent 430 years in Egypt. And when they were there, their forefathers were not paid. All they would give them is just little food just to survive. Put them in places that are not worthy of a human being to stay. They used them like slaves and never paid them. But when God remembered Israel, God made sure that they were paid and paid well. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When it was time for their exit, God stepped forward and he stripped Egypt of their wealth and handed it over to Israel. Hallelujah. He blessed them with great substance. Something that he told them before they could even go to bondage. Genesis chapter 15 verse 14. Genesis 15, 14. It says, and also that nation whom you shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Hallelujah. God ordained it that they will come out. The same way that he has ordained that you will come out of your situation. You will come out. No matter how bad it looks, you will come out. And you will not just come out, but you will come out with great substance. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You will walk into great substance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say great substance. Say great substance. God wants to make you a woman of weight. A man of weight. When God decorates you with substance, even when you speak, people listen to you. Hallelujah. When he decorates you with substance, anything that you touch works because God has blessed you with substance. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I take possession of my possessions. Say, I take possession of my possessions. I take possession of my inheritance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In verse 7, it says, so David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. Hallelujah. This was his original place. This was his destination. This is God's destination for you. You belong at the king's table. You belong at the king's table. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He was meant to eat at the king's table, but he had become a beggar. And that's what the enemy has done for some of you. You belong at the king's table, but things have been hard. You feel like you've been denied and been stripped. But today, God is repositioning you in the name of Jesus. The king said, from now on. Somebody say, from now on. Say, from now on. Say, from now on. Do you know what that means? He says, you will eat continuously. Continually means not once in a while. He's not saying not now and then. It is not what God's will that you experience a breakthrough today, tomorrow nothing is happening. It is not God's will that you are up today, tomorrow you are down. He says continually. Continually. That is God's desire for you. If you read Deuteronomy 28, it says, you shall be the head only and never the tail. You shall be above only and never at the bottom. Hallelujah. That's God's plan for you. Hallelujah. Say, I shall eat at the king's table continually. Hallelujah. He was born to be a prince, but he found himself at the mercy of others. You will no longer find yourself at the mercy of others in the name of Jesus. He was walking on foot while servants were riding on horses. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5 to 7. He says, there is an evil I have seen under the sun, as an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in a lonely place. I have seen servants on horses, while princes walk on the ground like servants. You are a prince of God. You are a princess of God. Hallelujah. Every error in your life is corrected tonight in the name of Jesus. Where you are walking, where you should be riding, there is a divine correction in the name of Jesus. And the king said, I will show you kindness. I will give you privileges. And overnight, his story changed. Hallelujah. Listen, in the kingdom of God, there is an overnight blessing. Yeah, there is an overnight blessing. Hallelujah. The prophet stood and said, by tomorrow this time, because the overnight God is real. I know that there are times for process. And I know that in every area of our life, there is one thing or another where we are still going through process. But there are times when God remembers you. He comes with an overnight blessing. And I declare an overnight blessing for somebody today in the name of Jesus. Somebody, I declare over you an overnight breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say an overnight blessing. Say an overnight blessing. Ah, listen, what God is about to do for you. Even the heathens will say, God has done great things for her. Hallelujah. God has done great things for him. Hallelujah. Even you yourself will be shocked. You yourself, you will be like, God, is this me? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And all you'll have to say is, this is the hand of God. This is the hand of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In the book of Genesis chapter 8 from verse 1, we see another person that God visited. The Bible says, then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When God remembered Noah, everything that was in the ark was remembered. Yeah. Because when God remembers you, everyone that is connected and everything that is connected to you is remembered. Glory be to Jesus. Tonight, God is remembering you in the name of Jesus. God is remembering everyone you care about in the name of Jesus. He's remembering everything that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Because he wants to show you that he cares. Because there's someone listening to me today. The enemy has brought you to a point where you feel like, I know God cares, but not about me. Because my situation is bad. There's someone listening to me that's saying, you know, I've been praying. I've been coming to church. I've been honoring God. But it feels like God has forgotten me. But the God who remembers his own, the God that we call unto, he is remembering you and your household in the name of Jesus. He will prove to you that he has not forgotten you. He will prove to you that he cares about you in the name of Jesus. He will perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 138 verse 80 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Glory to God. I want you to turn that into your song, into a song, and declare that he will perfect what's concerning me. He will perfect it. Sing it and watch everything perfected. Glory be to Jesus. In Psalm 37 verse 25, he says, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Your descendants will not beg bread. They will never. It can never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible where we read it says, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. Hallelujah. When we speak of wind, we speak of the wind of change. Glory to God. That wind was to usher a new era. Because everywhere there was flood, everything was, you know, wet, and nothing was, it was impossible and difficult to work there. But when the wind of the Lord blew over the earth, things dried up. The atmosphere was conducive for Noah to come out and rebuild. I declare that the wind of the Lord is blowing over your life in the name of Jesus. The wind of change is coming over you. Something is changing in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the wind of the Holy Ghost, the waters in your life are subdued. The Bible says, and the waters subsided. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Whatever has presented itself as a flood in your life, tonight it is subdued in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We look at Sarah. You know, Sarah looked at herself and she began to pity herself. She probably looked at herself and says, you know what? Is it even still possible for me to carry a child? Ah, but God remembered Sarah. Tell your neighbor, God remembered Sarah. In Genesis 18 verse 12, the Bible says, therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? Hallelujah. Glory to God. She believed that she will no longer have pleasure. I declare over your life that whatever you have not been able to achieve in your youth, what you have not been able to achieve in your prime, there is a grace coming upon you tonight, and you will achieve it in the name of Jesus. The pleasure, the joy that you were denied in your youth, you will enjoy it from now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, there are things we go through that denies us things. Glory to God. And when God brings it, he brings it in abundance. Hallelujah. Whether it's big things or small things. You know, I always laugh with Pastor loves chocolates. So like, he will, I always say, this chocolate, this sweet tooth thing, it's what you have been denied as a child. So there's a place where he likes to hide his chocolate, and I discovered it. So the other day I stole. He couldn't ask me. He couldn't ask me, where is the chocolate that was here? I was looking at him, looking. So whether it is small things or big things that you were denied, no matter where you are in your life right now, God will restore that pleasure in the name of Jesus. You will laugh in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where human strength failed, God will cause you to overcome in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, it's a new day for me. Say, it's a new day for me. The same God who remembered Hannah. The same God who remembered Hannah. Listen, when God remembered Hannah, she did not just give birth to a son. She gave birth to a prophet. Go and read your Bible. The Bible says the words of Samuel never fell to the ground. Never. It says every word Samuel said came to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. God has remembered you. You will give birth to something extraordinary in the name of Jesus. You will give birth to great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Finally, God remembered Elizabeth. Hallelujah. And Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist. The Bible says, amongst all the prophets, amongst all men, there was none greater than John the Baptist. Hallelujah. What made John the Baptist great? Amongst all the disciples of Jesus Christ, this John the Baptist is the only one that taught his generation how to pray. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory to God. He was not an ordinary man. He was a prayer warrior. He was an intercessor. He prepared a way for God through prayer. He taught his people. He told people, repent for the master, for the day of what? The kingdom of God is near. But he prepared in two ways. He preached and he also prayed. And Jesus came and said, amongst all men born of a woman, there is none greater than John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Because God remembered Elizabeth. And that same God has remembered you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I want us to just pray one prayer point. I want you to pray and ask God. You know the area you want him to remember you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and ask that God will remember you. You know the area you want God to remember you.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.